Learning to be happy with Da. Hello again. In this episode, we're going to discuss the meditation on negative feelings. So, however the negative feeling arises, through present circumstance, through a wandering mind, or through deliberate reflection on some previous event, or even on a possible future, you may be exploring and examining why you feel so afraid or negatively about them. So, this meditation can be used in many ways. The purpose is to explore the cause, the real cause of these negative reactions. So it's based on the premise that when we fully experience a negative feeling with acceptance, without fear or resistance, that it tends to pass quite quickly and have no impact on us. So the negative impact experiences can have is only through changing the way that we think. So being angry or disappointed is not so much a problem as long as it does not contribute to a new belief system. But the trouble is it often does. Through routinely being hurt or upset, we develop negative beliefs about ourselves, about our life, about other people. When resentment forms in our relationships, we tend to view that person now in a negative way, interpret everything they say and do in a particular way. And this is what's dangerous. So this is the danger that negative feelings can have. The threat that they pose to our well-being is that when unresolved or misunderstood, that they shape our beliefs, which shape our future. And we develop lots of protective mechanisms, which sadly rarely serve to protect us and often serve to limit us, limit our ability to feel content and happy, and often cause us to act in ways that are hurtful and destructive to others. So the general process of exploring our negative feelings is to take time to sit alone in a place where we are calm and undistracted. And I usually begin the process through a mindfulness exercise on the senses. So taking a break from the thoughts that I'm having, I listen to the space around me, concentrate on my breath, relax my muscles, shoulders, face, breathe until my breath becomes natural and no longer controlled, and then I dive into the feelings in my body, finding any tension there, any anger or upset, allowing myself to experience how it feels without having yet to think about what it is. So before even giving name to what you're feeling, as jealous or angry or sad or whatever, before naming it, just experience the feeling in your body and try to understand this is just a sensation. Remind yourself at the beginning, I'm sitting here by myself right now. Nothing bad is happening to me. I am okay. I don't need to be afraid. I'm exploring my feelings in a safe environment. You know, and you can take a break anytime you want. So the way to take a break is by using the mindfulness of the senses. And it's often that you need to alternate between exploring the negative emotions and distracting yourself from them. Without enough distance from our thoughts, without having the experience of witnessing our thoughts, it's very possible that as you begin to explore why you're upset, you buy into the story that is being told in your mind, you know, saying that you're upset because of something someone did, that you won't be happy because you didn't get what you wanted. And all these things can feel very true. And so long as you continue to believe this story is true, the feeling itself will never go away. It is believing the story that you're telling yourself that produces the feeling, that maintains the feeling, that causes the feeling to come back in similar situations. It's all arising from a negative belief that you've formed, a negative perspective that you've taken. And yes, Later on, you may see that that negative perspective was in some way meant to protect you. That's often the case, that our negative reactions originate from some kind of care for ourselves as a mechanism to avoid suffering. But we need to see whether or not they've really done their job in protecting us. A negative feeling can motivate us to act in ways very similar to positive feelings, but we'll never really have the positive result we desire. We need to keep this in mind when examining our negative emotions and ask, does this really protect me? Does this way of thinking really protect me from feeling bad? And at what cost? Does it prevent me from feeling good? Does it prevent me from feeling close to other people? What is the cost of believing this line of thinking? What is the price that I pay in buying into this version of events? So there's a lot of dramatic thinking that can arise when we explore our negative emotions, and we need to cultivate our doubt. So cultivating doubt is the principal exercise in exploring negative emotions. This is when you hear the stories being told about your life, about yourself, the negative statements, and you need to ask, is that absolutely true? Do I know for certain that is true? What makes it true? Is it true all the time? Will it always be true? You need to ask these kind of questions. And as I mentioned in the meditation on positive feelings, there's no objective measurement for feeling bad or justifying negativity, you know. What's a good reason for you to feel bad is a petty reason for someone else. So whatever reason that we give ourselves, it only matters if we believe it. And do you want to believe in reasons to feel bad? Do you want reasons to feel bad? You know, so you need to ask yourself objectively, how does this make me feel bad? How does not getting what I want prevent me from being happy or content in this moment? Is it possible still to feel good about this moment? These are the kind of questions we need to use in navigating why we feel bad and getting ourselves out of it. What I recommend in the process, if you're doing this in a rather formal way, is that you sit down, as I said, you relax, follow your breath, go into the negative feeling, listen to the thoughts that come, and always be prepared to question them. But not right away. You know, you want to treat yourself in this situation like you would a friend. So this is the example that I often give. In this meditation, you are your friend. You are befriending yourself. When you have a friend who has depression or low self-esteem, and they come to you and they say, I'm a failure, I'll never be happy, I never get what I want, etc., something like this. And they're coming to some negative conclusions about themselves and their life. What do? You listen. You understand that, yes, they feel that way. Yes, they're having these thoughts. Yes, they believe these thoughts. But from your perspective as their friend, that doesn't make the statement true. You know, yes, they think they're not worthy. Yes, they feel unworthy. Yes, they believe it. But from your point of view, that doesn't make it true. You're just seeing someone experiencing thoughts and feelings. And so you need to take that attitude towards yourself when you're exploring negative emotions. You need to embody the compassionate, patient witness to yourself. So you say, I am aware of these thoughts. I am aware of these feelings. And you want to remind yourself, and this is something to keep in mind all the time, that the intensity of a feeling is no proof of its truth. So no matter how intensely negative you feel, the intensity of emotion is not related to truth. It's related to belief only. When you believe really deeply in something negative, you experience a really deep and profound negativity. But that doesn't make it true. So never fall prey to the thought that since this feeling is so intense, it must be true. This is a trap we easily fall into. So remember that the purpose of exploring your negative emotions is to understand where they're really coming from. And when I say that, I mean the principal reason to explore your negative emotions is to understand where they really come from. It's actually not to get rid of them. So if your principal motivation is to get rid of them, in a way your motivation is slightly spoiled already. Because the reason that we're often deeply motivated to get rid of an unpleasant feeling is because we fear it. We're not comfortable enough to explore it. So there's something that you would have heard before, like, you need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that is really what we're doing in the exploration of negative emotions. When you choose to sit still and not watch TV, not tell yourself stories, not justify the reasons you feel bad, not just accept that you feel bad and there's nothing you can do about it because the situation warrants you to feel bad and that you're not going to feel better until things change. All of this kind of thinking is buying into negativity. It's a form of restlessness. You're uncomfortable with feeling bad. You need to explain it away or distract yourself from it. And this is the way that most people live their everyday lives. But when you make a decision to explore negative and unpleasant thoughts and feelings, you're deciding, I'm not going to engage in distraction. I'm going to engage with curiosity, with compassion. I'm going to listen and look very closely at what's going on and explore the reasons why. That is the principal difference here than just letting your mind wander and wonder rather aimlessly why things happen to you or why you feel bad. This process, this meditation, is much more deliberate, that you're going to be patient, practice fearlessness, that however intense the negative feelings or thoughts are, you remind yourself, I'm sitting on the couch, nothing bad is happening, I'm perfectly all right now. These are just feelings, sensations, and thoughts. They're not necessarily true. They're not necessarily true. And you need to cultivate as much calm and detachment as you can with the intensity of these thoughts and feelings. All the while asking those questions. What do I desire? What do I fear? Who is responsible for my feeling bad? What line of thinking has caused me to react this way? What line of thinking would cause me to react differently? What is certain of this in this situation? You know, because often we make assumptions about how other people feel, about what they think, about the reasons that they do the things they do. This isn't a principal obstacle in a lot of negative emotions, is the assumptions that we make about what other people do and thinking that they've hurt us deliberately or knowingly. And that is something that we need to question, which we're going to explore in another episode, how to confront this irrational thinking around the motivations of other people so that we can stop judging them. Because judging others is how we justify our blame and how we avoid responsibility for feeling better now, for letting go of things. So I hope that's helpful. And I know what I've shared is very general, but those are the things that you need to keep in mind, that you sit down to explore the negative sensations, listen to the thoughts, question those thoughts, practicing being as patient and compassionate as possible with yourself, but also deeply curious. Try to see if you're doing this only to feel better or if you're genuinely interested in hearing the truth. Think of that with a friend, right? Are you genuinely interested in hearing what your friend has to say and what they're thinking and feeling? Or do you quickly cut them off and tell them to feel better? Do you let your friend tell their story of why they feel bad? Or do you just throw out some positive quote, some inspirational line to try and snap them out of it without really listening? So you need to be careful that you're not doing that with yourself here. Take the time to listen, to really understand and relate to the pain that you're experiencing. But then remember that you want to feel good, and that desire is love. Your wanting to feel better is coming from love. But you need to know where you are and work with where you are. Work with what you believe. Question it. You can only change how you feel by changing what you think. You only change what you think by understanding that the thoughts themselves are responsible for how you feel, and that nothing in the situation needs to change at all. The attitude only is what matters. And you know this because you're sitting on the couch by yourself and nothing's happening to you. So that's what you always come down to. You come back to the fact that nothing's happening right now. That's your ground to remind you that everything is truly okay. But the pain or the confusion is just in your mind, in a story that you're saying, that you're telling yourself. And you can tell a different story. So when it becomes overwhelming, if the emotions are ever too intense, or you find yourself buying into the negativity, you're lost on the tangent, just following the line of thought and agreeing that the situation's bad, that other people are at fault, or that there's something wrong with you, then you need to take a break. You need to practice mindfulness of the senses, listen to the space around you, concentrate on your breath, and once you calm down, go back to inquiring. Explore the negative feelings some more with some new courage. But if it's really overwhelming, and this is likely to happen in your life at some point, you know what I used to do? I used to just watch TV sometimes. I'd spend an hour trying to navigate some negative feeling. I find myself getting more and more upset, not really able to detach myself from blame, from the wish that things were different. And sometimes I just needed to spend time with someone, go out with friends, watch a movie, exercise, just do something to take my mind off of it. But I would do this knowingly. You know, I made an effort and I need to restore my energy. So I take a break and I address it later. So there's a place for distraction at times. And there's nothing wrong with using it so long as you know and desire the truth to come back to yourself later on and understand what's really going on. And I hope that is enough for you to begin this process of exploring your negative emotions. I'll catch you next time. Bye.